Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our program Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express, boost to tourism and connectivity. And we have with us today former chairman of the Railway Board, Arunendra Kumar. A very warm welcome, Mr. Kumar, to our show.
Thank you and namaste.
Mr. Kumar, as you saw, this Vande Bharat train, which is of course the pride now of the Indian Railways, being extended into more areas of Jammu and Kashmir and also to the other parts of the country. Now, how do you see this extension? That is one. And also, how has Vande Bharat kind of provided that connectivity, that vital connectivity when it comes to time frame, that is a cut in time frame, and also the convenience?
Right. Let me take the second question first, cut in time and the convenience. Vande Bharat has become a symbol of speed, symbol of convenience, symbol of luxury, and symbol that everything will be all right when you board this train. As far as any other things are concerned, safety included. It has proven itself in the last 2-3 years when it has made a mark in the very first journey. And now, wherever Vande Bharat goes, the feeling is that this train will not be late, will not be cancelled, will be available. And you know, we have reservations available also on this train because of the amount of capacity that it has generated being a chair car train. Coming to the first question, that is Jammu to Srinagar, this has been long awaited demand as a completion of the dream or realization of dream of the Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee when this project was expedited in 2003, and now we see a direct connectivity with a passenger train. What is more revealing is that so far Vande Bharat has been having 16 coach service, and this is a 20 coach after upgradation of the couplers, and we saw the first sleeper train in the northeast. Mm-hmm. So this is a chair car train, and every chair car has 78 seats. The executive class will have 52 seats, so we will be having about 1,500 passengers twice a day maximum moving up and down. And this is a big, big boost to connectivity. And then comes to tourism, because going to Jammu is not that difficult. People go to Jammu and there are so many trains. But Jammu to Srinagar was a problem. Initially, there was no train between Katra Banihal, and now there is. So you'll find that the smoothness of flow of people will be very rewarding. It's just 4 hours and 50 minutes for about 300 kilometers. And that perhaps is the best journey or train journey in the world. It has everything that you think. You don't need to go to Switzerland to enjoy the Alps. You can enjoy Himalayas, not only in the mountains. You can enjoy the tunnels, the bridges, the sightseeing. Everything is possible in those 4 hours, 50 hours. It's a day journey. So it's not in the night time. So it will be a complete, you should say, a package other than travel. It's a tourism travel on the way.
Absolutely. Mr. Kumar, when it comes to Jammu and Kashmir or any other such area with such challenging terrain, and to kind of extend and even lay down tracks and all is a big challenge for the Indian Railways. Now, to you mentioned rightly, you know, in your opening remarks that earlier the trains would terminate at Jammu and then from there people would have to take alternate sources to go even to Katra or other places, Srinagar and all. Now, with this inauguration and also the earlier laying down, we must not forget, you know, the highest bridge, you know, the suspended bridge which was constructed and which was inaugurated some time back. That has actually contributed in a big way in the development of the network of the railways. So how significant it is and how challenging it is actually to lay down tracks or the network of tracks in such a difficult terrain.
It's a double challenge because when you have a mountain, you just can't go there. So you have to first make a network of roads. While making network of roads, you cannot again go into just an area and start digging and making road. You have to pass through populated places. So you have to acquire land and things of that sort. And there the challenge comes, especially in Jammu and Kashmir, it was much more difficult because of the, at that time, the terrorism and the insurgency was very much on. And it was quite difficult to take on all those kinds of works. It would have made twice the amount of roads that was expected, because you have to carry steel, you have to carry people, they have to stay there for that long, and the working season was not that much. Mm-hmm. At 300 kilometers of tracks, double line track, through the tunnels, and there was seepage of water through the tunnels. It was mind-boggling, the kind of challenge. One cannot imagine it. One has to visit the site and see the height of the bridge, which you just mentioned, those two bridges, more than the Eiffel Tower. It's not so easy to even comprehend. One has to visit, stand there, and then imagine the engineer, the
Absolutely.
Staff, and how they have managed this, all these things.
So, Mr. Kumar, talking of Vande Bharat train, of course, as you mentioned in our opening remarks, it's the crown jewel of the Indian Railways. Now, recently, and of course, you know, it's continuing as well, the introduction of the sleeper class or the sleeper Vande Bharat. Now, how significant? Because Vande Bharat initially probably was conceived as a short distance, or maybe a distance which could be covered under, let's say, 8 to 10 hours. Now, with the introduction of the sleeper Vande Bharat, this has made the journey that much more comfortable, probably for, you know, for the travelers. And also, one must not forget that the comfort that you talk about is so much there that earlier, as you mentioned, that need not go to any foreign location to experience that kind of a journey, and of course the safety and the beauty and everything. Now, how has Vande Bharat sleeper trains actually contributed in developing more and the consciousness as well with the general public?
The first proof is that we are able to use train for sleeping purposes, because it was not initially designed for that. A concept run has already happened. Commercial run is already on in the Northeast, and more trains are likely to come and will bridge the time between, let us say, Delhi, Mumbai. Currently 17 hours, will come down to about 13 hours, which is a very big jump or very strong cut in the timing of travel. And I'm visualizing that it will become a very big competitor for air travel, the way it has happened in France.
Before, absolutely, absolutely. Speed, no. Yes.
Before it high speed takes on in India, like Delhi, Ahmedabad,
right.
2 hours and 2 minutes, 1 hour, 52 minutes, and you are in Ahmedabad. So this kind of journey where you don't spend on the hotel travel, whether as much travel on the Rajdhani and take this Vande Bharat sleeper train, go in the morning and start back in the evening, will change the whole way we travel and we plan our journeys. So that is how it's going to be.
Absolutely. And what is more heartening, Mr. Kumar, is that it's not just about the North. This Vande Bharat sleeper trains and Vande Bharat in general as is, they have kind of penetrated all the four corners of the country, be it Bangalore, Bombay, Chennai, Hyderabad, everywhere. Now, this is kind of given across a message to the general public that any such premium train is not just confined to any particular region. That is one. And of course, when it comes to comfort, as we have been discussing, and the safety, the message is very loud and clear. And now, how many more Vande Bharat or the sleeper Vande Bharats are there on the anvil or in the schedule or pipeline?
There are so many. We'll be crossing at 200 very shortly, next three years or so. And as you rightly mentioned, Vande Bharat is not limited to the capital, Delhi. The way Rajdhani was being thought about, Rajdhani Express and Tejas. Vande Bharat has gone all over the country. We will be seeing a rollout now of more of sleeper coaches where we generate experience from one which we have just launched. Mm-hmm. And more will come, and depending on how the passenger feedback is, how the technical feedback is, if there are any modifications required. But the Vande Bharat is now the train, not of the future, but now very near us. Very soon we'll be seeing just a flurry of these trains. Mm. Moving out in less than a year, you'll find more of these trains and popularity shooting up. Best part is we are using the same station, same platform, same lines. So the passenger inconvenience that whether he goes Vande Bharat, you have to go not like any other big city or any other station to board only Vande Bharat. That kind of inconvenience is not there. So same station, yeah, take Vande Bharat, very appropriate time. And of course, the future is very near. It's not that far that we'll have a barrage of introduction of these trains.
Yes, Mr. Kumar, there would be travelers who would be kind of traveling overnight for maybe business purpose, work, official purposes and all, would be expecting rather the Indian Railways to come up with such project which cut the time period of travel. Now, how significant do you feel or do you see the Vande Bharat trains have been contributing in this direction?
Best part is that if you include in the air journey the safety of the security time, reaching to the airport and getting out of the airport and collecting your baggage, the journey with the, let's say, Delhi, Bombay will be, you start at 7 p.m. in the evening, have your dinner and night sleep, get morning breakfast and get ready, and you are there by 8 o'clock or even slightly early. What better can you have? You have an evening dinner and evening sleep, a nice cozy sleep, and you can walk around there in the train. There is no restrictions of takeoff, takedown. And I think it is going to change complete the mindset of the business traveler. That in fact, when Rajani was introduced, the same thing happened. When people started taking Rajani at 4:35 o'clock evening from Delhi and reaching in morning 9 o'clock to Bombay. Same thing is going to come in a very, very big way, and this is going to completely revolutionize the thinking of the business traveler, because he wants to leave after day doing the day's work in any city and come back the next day morning, and without landing in a hotel, expenses, saving everything, and food is always there on the train. So cutting 3 hours, 4 hours journey time each way is a great boon which is going to come to anyone, including the businessman.
Now, how do you see tourism getting boosted with the introduction of Vande Bharat trains and, of course, the connectivity?
Tourism is an add-on thing, is a kind of a bonus that will come with this, especially for foreign tourists, because they will have a very good mix-up with the Indian culture on this train, Indian cuisine, Indian people, and the kind of discipline which you see in these kind of trains and this kind of travelers. And the connectivity it will provide, let's say, to Northeast, to Rajasthan. You have a Vande Bharat to Bikaner, you have Vande Bharat to Prayagraj, Varanasi, and interconnectivity of Vande Bharat to, let's say, Bilaspur to Nagpur. All those places you have Vande Bharat. So you hop on from one Vande Bharat to another one, and you are guaranteed no cancellation, and you know the standard of service that is available. And these, like Khajuraho, they are all connected very well with these VB services. And that is how it's going to boost. It has already generated a lot of the way about the travel on tour as purpose of tourism, because these trains, now with the addition of coaches, which will happen from 15 to 20, more capacity will come. Mm-hmm. So you find more footfalls happening at Varanasi, at Prayagraj, and other cities like Ayodhya. All those things will come up in the north. The religious tourism, as I mentioned, is also another thing which will be a very big boost on these kind of circuits. So Vande Bharat is a holistic concept. It provides travel comfort, it provides tourism, it provides culture, a mixture, it provides a taste of Indian cuisine, and of course, all within the realm of traveler discipline, punctuality, safety, and the best foot forward for Indian Railways and also the nation.
Absolutely. From the high traveler of Vande Bharat, Mr. Kumar, let's come to the common man. And recently we saw the Honorable Prime Minister flag off the Amrit Bharat trains as well. How significant do you feel that the Amrit Bharat trains are kind of when it comes to connectivity, that is one, and also serving the common man?
Amrit Bharat is a very wonderful concept for the common man, because you don't expect common man to think 2 months in advance, which year I have to travel on that particular day, how do I go? Amrit Bharat is instant travel, like that I want to go today evening, and if I have Amrit Bharat, then I go and just take a seat. So it's not that kind of a difficult situation that you'll not be able to travel and you'll not get a seat. Amrit Bharat is a very big relief for a common man, especially from where the people come from, where people traveled for work, or sometimes to migrate for work in a seasonal format. And of course, the common man, because it is not that expensive, it has all the amenities.
Now, how do you see the Indian Railways kind of handling the pressure, the challenge? How do you see the Indian Railways managing all of that?
We are used to pressures, you know, any kind of thing, and we manage pressure. The more the pressure, the better it is, because the best comes out of the Indian Railwaymen, and they have always come up to the expectations of the demand that is being posed on them, whether it is army travel, whether it is high seasonal travel, whether it's a new train or whether it is special trains, anything that is being talked in Indian Railways, without thinking twice that are you earning a loss or you are making money. Not like airlines that every time you think of a flight, you earn that. If your balance sheet is going to get spoiled. At the end of the day, whatever we have done, we have earned loss in the passenger sector. The balance sheet is not in the red. We have some profit. Indian Railways, whatever the challenges, they have taken the challenge to increase the speed. They have tried to bring more kinds of fast travel, safe travel, reliable travel, reducing the cancellations, and granting more access, like the recent changes for the Tatkal tickets. Amount of tickets it can generate, I think, is the best. No website in the world can match IRCTC website for that purpose.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Kumar, for having joined us and shared your views on the boost to tourism and rail connectivity. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Sunish. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.